Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your
Welcome, dear listeners, to today's episode of Living Scriptures. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His goodness over our life and safekeeping. We believe that God will continue to have mercy on us all. I am Morenike, one of your hosts for today's Living Scriptures. And my second host is in the studio, Pastor Charles. In today's episode, we want to continue in our five-part series of You Shall Have Good Success. Our key focus has been the King James Version from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You may be wondering, who were the authors of the books of the Bible? The answer, ultimately, above the human authors, God wrote the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 tells us that the Bible was breathed out by God. God superintended the human authors of the Bible so that while using their own writing styles and personalities and languages, they still recorded exactly what God intended. God did not dictate the Bible, but it was perfectly guided and entirely inspired by Him. Humanly speaking, the Bible was written by approximately 40 men of diverse backgrounds over the course of 1,500 years. Isaiah was a prophet. Ezra was a priest. Matthew was a tax collector. John was a fisherman. Moses was a shepherd. Luke was a physician. Despite being penned by different authors over 15 centuries, the Bible does not contradict itself and does not contain any errors. The authors all present different perspectives, but they all proclaim the same one true God and the same one way of salvation, Jesus Christ. Few of the books of the Bible specifically name their author. You shall have good success.
Jesus, in your special way, what was impossible, Baba, you made possible. Jesus,
hello, my dear listeners. You shall have good success. That's our prayer for you in 2025, and we believe you shall have good success. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. In these days when many are denying the faith, we must be absolutely sure about the divine inspiration and authority of the Bible, because that is one of the things that Joshua said, if we meditate upon day and night, will give us good success. The Bible, which is the basis of our Christian faith, is the truth brought before us as follows. Number one, the Bible is a more certain word. According to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, this means the Bible is firm, is reliable, is trustworthy. The difference is to the Old Testament, but what is true there is also true of the New Testament. Thank God, the Bible is a sure word, and it can be depended upon. If this were not so, the Bible wouldn't have said it is possible. Number two, the Bible is a light in a dark place. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. The world is a dark place with no ray of light everywhere, no divine revelation except in the Bible. Apart from God's word, we know nothing about the meaning of life. We know nothing about death and even about eternity. The Bible throws light on the Christian path until the Lord comes back. We must keep the Bible to guide us in this dark world. Number three, the Bible is one organic whole. According to 1 Peter that we read, chapter 1, verse 20, it says, this means that no scripture is to be interpreted by itself. That is, apart from other scriptures and apart from the rest of the Bible, that is, the Bible interlinks. The word is to be correctly handled. That's why 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The books of the Bible form a unity, and therefore one part of scripture must be interpreted in the light of every other part of the scripture. Number four, holy men wrote the Bible. They were men, but according to the scriptures, they were holy men. God chose about 40 human writers, and he used this to write the 66 books of the Bible. But we must notice that they did not write according to the will of man. That's what the scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. What they wrote was not a concoction of their own ideas, nor the result of human imagination, insight, or speculation. They wrote as they were inspired by God and the Holy Spirit. You shall have good success.
Jesus, yeah, you have done it again. Jesus, yeah, in your special way, what was impossible, you made possible. Jesus, yeah.
Shall have good success. Welcome back, dear listeners, and we will pause the podcast to remind all our friends and the general public that you are invited to our healing and deliverance service, which takes place every last Sunday in the month. This is hosted by Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church, and the venue is at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue in the city center. The service starts by 10 a.m. in the morning. Now, you might be wondering, who wrote most in the Bible? Moses wrote 5 books, 1 Psalm, and was regarded to have written 125,139 words. Ezra wrote 3 books, and was referred to have written 43,618 words. Luke wrote 2 books, and this was counted to be 37,932 words. Jeremiah wrote 2 books, and this was referred to as 35,000 words, 306 words. Paul wrote 12 books, and this total 32,408 words. Only 5 authors wrote almost 45% of the whole Bible. Now, what is the 5th point and uniqueness about the Word of God? The Bible was and is inspired by the Holy Spirit. He's the divine author, and he inspired the writers. They were carried along by the Holy Spirit as they wrote. If you want to know about the authors in the Bible, there are 40 of them. You want to know about the total books in the Bible, there are 66 books. The understanding of the Bible was divinely inspired. And all believers need to know that the Bible is the supreme opinion, on all matters of life or death, just like the Supreme Court. So if you want to have good success, if you want to be courageous, then you must meditate on the word of God as commanded in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. And then you shall have good success.
Brothers, where are you? You have called me again.
Jesus, yeah.
In your special way, what was impossible? Papa.
You made possible. Jesus, yeah.
A one the doctors could not do.
What was impossible?
You made possible. Jesus, yeah.
Welcome back. You shall have good success. And you need to be inspired. So then, what is inspiration? We believe the Bible is inspired by God and not by man. It is of divine, not human, origin. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, literally read, all scripture is God-breathed, according to the original interpretation. Number two, we believe the whole Bible is equally inspired by God, from Genesis to Revelation. We believe in the plenary inspiration of the Bible, a full, complete inspiration. The word plenary here means passing through all its stages. Number three, we believe the inspiration of the Bible extends to every book, every chapter, every sentence, and every word in the original documents. This is verbal inspiration, meaning that it extends to the very word used in the original writings. In conclusion, my friends, study the Bible as both Rhema and Logos. Logos refers to the overall word of God, compassing the entire Bible, body of the scripture, and Jesus as the living word. However, Rhema, on the other hand, describes a specific spoken or revealed word, often applied to a particular situation or individual. So as you read the Bible, open up your heart for Rhema. Open up your heart for Logos. That's why we never like to close this broadcast without giving somebody the opportunity to become a child of God, even today, this morning, lovely morning. If you'd like to do that today, say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always in Jesus' name.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.